I want to play football, Dad.
I want to be a podcaster. Don't make me do maths on the ad.
Hello, and welcome to Bunta Vista for another bonus episode. Now, hopefully the girls out the front got the check-in process going. Your health records are on the blockchain, so it could take a good half hour to get accepted. But the good news is, once it's on there forever. Now, Ben, was it?
Yep.
Yeah, wonderful. Now, can you please get your feet in the stirrups over there? I'm Dr. Theo, the crypto gynecologist, and you're in good hands today.
Crypto gyno.
I saw on the immutable public ledger that you're worried about the size of your clam. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't recall phrasing it that way, but I guess if that's how the nurse put it down. But
that, yeah, it down, and it is immutable, which means that it can't be kind of edited or removed.
And anyone can see it? The ledger anyone is can public, see it, right?
Because it's all about transparency.
But there's no way they could link the ledger to me personally. It's just like a hash or like a GUID or something, right? Like...
I mean, yes, technically you're right, I think, yeah. Yeah, it's a
but there's no way anyone
GUID.
Could look at the data in the aggregate and then use that to just figure out who I am.
No, I think because it's actually pretty simple because we've got your payment details on file and they can kind of see where all the stuff came out of the wallet and you are paying for every transaction on there as well. Yeah. I'm not going to say that they won't find out that it's you that's got the big clam.
Right, because someone could just like park up in the waiting room, watch me make a payment,
yeah,
and then look at the ledger and then look at the times of the payments and be like, connect that with me, and then permanently they would know.
Big clam.
Big clam.
Big clam.
But
forever?
Do you...
Big clam forever?
This is a fun question because I've never thought about it. You don't want them to, you don't want to be transparent about.
I actually came to you because I don't want to be known as the big clam. Person. That was actually the reason that I came in. I wanted Clam and Smallerman.
Okay.
Tighten that thing up.
Well,
I don't need it to be tighter. I just wanted it to be smaller.
Okay. I can see we've got a few things we've got to talk about today.
Cosmetically smaller, internally
large.
Because I have already created a new currency called Clam Colossus. So if it is as big as you say it is, we should see that coin increase in value today with only like a 14% brokerage fee plus mining costs. It's a new mechanism called proof of gape. How does that sound?
God.
What did you have first? Did you have crypto gyno or proof of gape?
Crypto gyno.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm actually something of a crypto gynophile.
Oh, yeah.
No one can figure out what I like.
All right. And, I can see you're going to be one of the difficult patients, but I hope you don't mind us sharing a room with Andrew and Dr. Lucy over here.
Hi.
Are you comfortable over there, Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got my clam out.
Yeah. Dr. Lucy is one of our finest crypto dick docs, even if I do think she's in too deep on Ethereum. Isn't that right, Lucy?
That is so true. So we do both here. We do the crypto pussies and the crypto dicks. Is that what I'm hearing?
Fussy.
Okay, we're not fussy. Yeah. Yep.
A lot of the infrastructure is the same with like ASICs, our racks, power supplies.
You're just talking about my racks.
Yeah.
It makes sense to do it all in the one building. Okay.
In the one spot, yeah.
Gotcha.
Now, looking at that hog,
I
don't want to tell you how to suck eggs, but do you reckon he'd see a return in investment based on pegging a meta token on whether it falls off from gangrene, or is there not enough width on that for arbitrage?
I'm putting it on Kalshi.
Yeah.
When's this bad boy coming off?
Does this look infected to you? 48% yes. 52% no. That is the crypto gyno intro.
Okay, so what at the crypto gyno? What is our business model?
They've minted a coin based on the genitalia that's brought in.
Look,
to
when you
the
say
clinic,
that, when
and we're
you
just
say
kind of editing
way.
Genitalia, but there's crypto involved.
Yeah,
is it staked on the dicks and the pussies?
Are other people in? Are there other? Are there angel investors?
Where's the money?
Do we have a coin? Pussy coin.
When it accrues value, what's that from? And I also have that same question about crypto coin generally. Yeah. I don't really
just
understand.
Generally, yeah.
It's too late to know. Did you lump Lucy and Andrew together so you didn't have to say anything specific about Lucy's genitals in the intro?
Yeah. You want to talk about my pussy in the intro. That's why I appreciate it.
Nice. That is cool. Only natural. We talk about the natural world in Nature Corner. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. Winter Vista, Nature Corner, Rubber Crabs, sit my dick. This comes to us from WJW in Ohio. Animal born on Ohio farm may be extremely rare. I thought I was crazy.
Okay. Who said that? Who said that?
Who said that? Ben. Yeah. It was Ben. I think he thinks he's crazy.
They gave the sheep sentience. He didn't know what to do with it.
A barnyard baby daddy mystery is unfolding with a unique birth in Olmsted Falls, Ohio.
Who fucked the animal?
Yeah.
Own up.
Probably the same animal, I'd say.
Oh, would you, Lucy?
Oh. Ouroboros.
Probably an Ouroboros situation.
Aurora Borealis.
Aurora Borealis.
And the earth sucks itself off.
Benoit Blanc is arriving in town to accuse the local barber, farmer.
Yeah. You know what? Here's this kind of some kind of a Ouroboros.
If I saw a snake doing that shit, I'd pull its tail out of its mouth and say, knock it off.
Stop it. Oh. Stop that. Stop it. Nasty. Stop it. It's nasty.
Nasty little freak.
Stop it.
Smacking its tail like you're smacking the back of the hand of someone chewing their fingernails. You know?
Stop. Yeah, that's right. Yuck, I'm going to put yuck, that yucky, I'm going to put yucky. That bad taste fingernail stuff on its tail so it stops sucking on it.
Yucky. That's gross. I think that's it heralds gross. The fall of the empire. Stop it. Stop it. It's a bad symbol.
It's really unethical because, as we discovered recently, they only do that when they need to escape.
Yes.
Not when they're attacking.
Hoop snake.
They only hoop up.
When they're escaping?
They hoop up when they got a skedaddle, you know.
How are they going to skedaddle when they're sucking their own tail off?
Well, you don't want to be in
it. They're hooping while they suck. They're sucking while they hoop.
The hoop snake's not real. Or is it?
Or is it?
Yeah.
We're just asking questions.
We leave it up to you to decide.
Now, we report.
Ben, I see you're already trying to corner Lucy on the same animal front there.
I don't. Okay. Yep.
You said interesting when she said that.
Yes.
I'm thinking that like maybe a different animal. Yes.
There's only some animals that can have sex with one another.
Yeah.
Wow. As far as I understand.
People.
What do you really mean? Like
monkeys.
Mammals.
Horses?
I think she means productively.
I meant productively.
Yeah, outside of their species.
Oh, this is not good. The newborn animal is potentially so rare that there weren't even statistics to count how many are born each year in the US. Quote, I thought I was crazy, said Joe Johnson, describing the moment he first saw the baby. This guy's given a fake name to the newspaper for unclear reasons.
Yeah, not real.
Joe and his wife Bridget and their three children have a small farm with a menagerie of rescues and their offspring. Their animals include goats, sheep, a miniature donkey, and miniature horse, in addition to others.
Sounds like they're putting together an orgy, if you ask me. All those interchangeable animals.
Mm. I don't know if that's true.
It's really sexy animals. Scenario. It's
very
there.
Suspicious of.
Look, I'm just saying.
Hobby
you know,
farms.
Four legs, roughly the same size. How come they're miniature donkeys and miniature horses? You know? What are they trying to put together here? Regular horse. Team. Hey, nothing going on there. You know? Mm. No step. They don't have access to step ladders.
Jesus.
But at the center of the paternity puzzle is a 5-year-old adopted sheep named Ramona.
Okay.
All right.
Quote, she's wanted to be a mum since the first couple months. We had goat babies the past 7 years, and every year she tries to steal their babies, said Bridget Johnson.
Let's not get all crazy and assign positive intent to this.
Yeah, she might just want to kill it.
Could have been aiming to raise those goat babies to work against the rest of the goats.
That's true, yeah.
You know? Mm.
They hoped a ram named Russell could help out, but felt confused when Ramona became pregnant because they never saw the two together.
Schrodinger's goats fucking?
Then, on Memorial Day, the farm was collectively gobsmacked when baby Clara was born. Bridget recalls seeing Clara for the first time. Quote, he's like, oh, Ramona had a baby. And I'm like, well, who is this? That's a goat, not a sheep, she said.
Okay.
We've got a goat and a ram. Is that goat ram combo?
Gram?
Goat. No, female sheep.
Well, she's a sheep.
She's a sheep.
She's a sheep.
So it's a ram and a
but
ewe
ram, yeah.
combining.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a ewe.
Goat ram ewe.
Yeah.
Goat ram ewe.
Is a ram not a male sheep too?
No, but it's
but,
not.
But it can be a male ram. They got the sheep ram.
There's a goat ram.
For ramming the sheep, but they have a goat ram.
They have been ramming, yes. Okay. Goat ram.
Yeah.
Sheep you.
Yeah. And
is that it?
And the goat ram got lost on the way to Albuquerque.
This is not getting more clear in any way, shape, or form, and it's not that complicated.
I don't know. I can give us another 15 minutes and we can start to get to the bottom of this. Goat,
now,
ram, sheep, you? You
said
this
you
goat,
have
sheep?
Asked me
not that
at the
interesting.
Start of this, like, can goats and sheep make hybrid babies? I would have gone like, yeah. I think so. Right.
Yeah,
I saw that somewhere.
You would have found
and
it
they
plausible.
Can. So it would have been right. Yeah. But why aren't people doing this all the time then?
Why would you want to? To what end?
Why are you making sheep?
Why are
hybrids
you making
are,
sheep?
Hybrids are going to be...
Why are you making sheep when you could make a horrible chimera?
Yes, that's what I'm asking. God, when people show some interest in the world.
Show some curiosity.
Yeah, make a freak of nature.
The more they examined baby Clara, the more she looked like a geep. Part sheep and part goat.
Now, come on.
Uh-huh.
I have one question. Where do geep go?
Yeah.
Mm.
Sheep go to heaven. Goats go to hell. Mm. What about geep?
Purgatory.
Purgatory. Yeah. Geep go to purgatory.
Geep go to purgatory for sure.
All eyes turn to a 2-year-old goat named Karev.
Okay.
Quote,
Karev, he's a little bit of a player, said Joe.
Well, he sounds exotic.
When you take into account all the factors, she looks more like a goat and she acts more like a goat. She sounds more like a goat. The sheep shearer came out and said, she's crossed with something. And then you look at her side by side and it's hard to ignore. That's
you've got to get that into the lab, surely, right? If it's like so rare that they... Like, these are one of the things where they report, but, like, they don't really have confirmed cases.
There's not a guy that comes out with a briefcase full of test tubes.
A census guy.
I don't know. Put him in the machine, maybe. I don't know. Are
you saying this is maybe just, like, a geep-looking sheep?
No.
I'm looking at a geep, and he looks kind of just like a sheep. It's pretty cute.
It looks a lot like a sheep, the geep I've been looking at.
It just looks kind of a lot like a sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is disappointing because, that's a pretty goat-looking sheep. I guess it's a geep, kind of.
He does look kind of like a baby Baphomet. He's kind of cute.
Yeah,
he's adorable.
Nice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Little Baphomet, but I'm spelling it with E-double-T-E, like a little Baphomet.
Oh, that's cute.
If that was a live show, I would have got a laugh maybe from one of you. Clara seems to resemble Karev and looks nothing like Russell. Sheep and goats frequently live together on a farm, and they do occasionally intermingle, but to produce a healthy offspring like little Clara is exceptionally rare. Most do not survive birth. Okay, that's why you don't make geep.
I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of pictures of them on the internet. Some of them are getting through.
Heaps of pictures online of all sorts of stuff.
I mean, that looks like a little sheep, I guess, but I don't know.
They also kind of look like little goats at the same time.
True.
That's why it's worthy.
I like the geep.
Yeah.
Get me a geep. Geep me.
Yeah.
Geep me up.
It might be geep season for all we know.
I think it is geep season.
What does geep season involve?
Hanging out with geep.
It's mainly unethical animal husbandry, to be honest. That's most of what it is.
Quote, because they're not meant to be. They have a different number of chromosomes as both goat and sheep and don't typically make a healthy animal, said Joe. So maybe they're like... Asses are sterile, right? Donkeys can breed. Asses are sterile.
Yeah.
Mule?
Is that true?
Mules are sterile.
Donkeys can't have more. Yes. Yeah. A mule is the offspring and they can't then breed, right?
Yeah. I think ligers are sterile too. You guys ever seen a liger? Ever looked at an image of a liger?
Yeah, I have.
Ever looked at that one lady who's got a liger and she's in all the pictures with the liger when you Google liger?
The liger lady?
It's just like one liger lady?
Yeah, there's just like a lady and she's wearing like cool outfits and stuff.
Now I'm just Googling liger
lady. What's her deal?
Yeah.
What's her deal? She like the Jane Goodall of ligers?
She's like a pumpkin spice latte Craven the Hunter type woman. Her name is probably Bray Lynn. You guys seen her? You looking at this? You
Bray
got
Lynn
eyes on
the
this?
Liger lady. I'm seeing her. I'm seeing
Mark,
her.
Mark, can you put that up on screen?
I'm mainly just pull seeing a guy.
The liger looks kind of like not cool.
Yeah.
He's got kind of a cringe vibe about him. I don't know how to describe it.
He does look
it.
Chuggy, actually, doesn't he?
He looks like chuggy as fuck.
He's somewhat chugger form.
It's kind of like they've dialed the coolness factor of each of those kinds of animals down by 50% and combined it.
Yeah, if you Google it's like, liger, he's got the stripes. Like, it's chuggy as fuck.
He's got the stripes, but the stripes are all washed, you know, they're like not bold at all. He's got like half a mane. It just kind of looks
weird
like a
body.
Shitty beard.
Odd
beard
body type.
Kind of fat.
Lost
let's
the
all
drip
be honest.
Of heaven.
He kind of does look like you're using like the Oblivion character creator and you've managed to move the sliders in a way that you look like a dullard. Like you
he
look
like
your character
dullard.
Walks around going, I'm hungry.
Prepare to kill me in one hit.
But Johnson sent in a DNA test, but learned that only an expensive chromosome test can confirm Clara's paternity. Sheep have 54 chromosomes, goats have 60, and a geep would typically have 57.
Yeah, that's messed up to me.
Kind of
I mean, the numbers
number.
Check out.
I mean, numbers check out. They say that one in New Zealand was actually fertile, which is like not
fertile geep in New Zealand?
Fertile geep in New Zealand, yeah.
That's crazy. What have they done with it?
I mean, they mated it with a ram.
Okay. Second generation geep?
Yeah. Second generation geep, yeah.
Make a video?
Although, at that point, they didn't say which kind of ram. You assume that's going to be a sheep ram?
Sheep? Yeah. I don't think we call male goats rams. I don't think we use ram for goats. I don't know.
No, he's something else, isn't he?
He's something else.
He's something else.
A ram is an adult male sheep by definition. This is not good podcasting. This is terrible. If you're 6 years old and you're learning about farm animals for the first time.
Or sometimes a billy goat.
Oh, a billy goat.
Because they're like trapping over the bridge and stuff.
Oh, look. This is way easier. If we go back to the old English word, they called them goats and she-goats. Solved.
Yep.
I like that. I also like immature males are called bucklings and castrated males are called wethers.
You could call a goat Carl.
Yeah.
You call it anything you like.
Like Carl Weathers.
Yep.
We have to do what's dinner. Called karyotyping, which that's anywhere from $700 to $1,000. And I mean, I can stock my whole hayloft for $700 to $1,000. So as long as she seems to be doing okay, I'm okay with waiting, even though it's killing me a little, said Joe.
I'm going to be honest. Maybe this makes me out of touch. But when he said that it was a really expensive test that could do it, I was thinking more than $700 to $1,000.
Like $10,000.
I think that's pretty expensive. Yeah. I think that's a lot of money to spend to answer a question of curiosity you have about one of your sheeps or goats.
Surely they could sell the little freak.
Oh, you could sell the freak to the circus, to science.
Yeah. To science? It doesn't have to be to the circus. It could
little
be
freak,
science.
$2,000.
Someone might want to be, you know, someone might want to test their machine out.
Little freak.
I got a freak geep. Two G's for the freak geep.
Freak geep.
Listed for $2,500 and expect maybe $1,800.
Yeah.
You know?
Bring it down to $1,700 if you tell me, was it a geep?
Is it a geep? Yep.
Sheep or geep?
That's once you find out, sheep or geep? Sheep, goat or geep? You got to tell me.
Well, it can't be a goat. Ben.
Oh,
I will sell it to you for the cost of the test.
That's really good. Right. You're so good at deduction, dude.
Yeah. Unless it's a surrogate. Child.
Don't see how that would work. They saw it come out of the sheep.
They're very devious.
On Facebook, followers suggested crowdsourcing effort like GoFundMe. Yeah. I mean, I guess if like the whole town wants to know.
I want to know.
They're probably going to rename the town to Geepville.
I'll throw in $5.
But also, like, fuck it. Nothing matters anymore, you know?
True.
Throw some money down on that on GoFundMe too.
Nothing matters anymore. That is so true.
You see that photo of Trump with the Nordic aliens?
But I saw him.
What's the thing about that? It's real.
A little pink
Trump
car with Nicki Minaj.
Nordic aliens, and they were wearing sort of 1800s formal wear.
Oh.
Yeah, Nordic aliens real in America. White House lawn, Trump, Nordic aliens, disclosure day.
Nordic aliens or AI fake?
Yeah.
They just look like some Nordic guys.
Man. And then
we've got those on Earth.
It was straight after this happened.
I mean, the aliens to America.
One of the big blue check like click farming accounts was like, debunked. This is actually a photo from 2019 of Trump meeting Norway's Royal Guard. And that was fake. That was also fake.
That's also not real,
yeah.
True, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is so awesome.
Yeah, because they're just going out there and like asking ChatGPT as well and not disclosing that. And we're like, sorry. A lot of people disagreeing with this. I asked ChatGPT though, so it's not actually my fault that I copied and pasted the answer into the text box that sends it to 150,000 people. So you can't blame me.
The picture of him that's like a grey alien that's got like cum gutters. You all seen that one?
No.
It's like Trump and a grey alien with cum gutters.
Oh, you're talking about the one who's he's in the handcuffs and he's on the
handcuffs. He's like in chains. Yeah.
Didn't the White House
post that from their official
Twitter account?
Or he posted it on Truth Social or fucking whatever he's on.
Truth Social. Now, there's a good idea.
Truth Social.
Fang a bloody post on Truth
Clive
Social.
Clive Palmer, pay us for Truth Social.
God, yeah, $5 million, Clive.
I had the
pay up, bitch.
I had the UFC event at the White House on while I was working yesterday.
Yeah, because he'd like it.
I threw the illegal stream on to say, what's going on over there? And it was probably worse than you would imagine. But, like, it was so funny to see every ad break is just like, Kalshi, crypto.com, and a straight-up ad for Donald Trump's Truth Social. It stopped and went, this program is brought to you by Donald Trump's Truth Social.
Go and
sign up for his platform.
Yeah. And freaking said, ow, my
sick,
balls.
Dude.
It should have been on the free and on the emergency broadcast system. It shouldn't have been fucking ads. If this is an official White House sanctioned event, don't make it ad supported. Put it on the EBS.
It had ads. And you had to be on Paramount Plus to watch it.
Fuck yeah, dude. Are you on Paramount Plus?
Fuck no.
Man. Oh, fuck. I got an ad the other day. I was listening to like, maybe it was a like Sirius XM podcast or whatever. So they advertise a bunch of other podcasts, like their big top line ones. And there was an ad record for Michael Rappaport's podcast.
Yeah.
God, he sucks.
In the bit of dialogue they chose for this ad that had like prime spot in the ad bag, he says, Timothée Chalamet.
Chalamet.
And that's the one they decided to go with? What?
Christ.
He's such a fucking...
Timothée Chalamet.
In case we've never said it, fuck Michael Rappaport. Loser. Chuggy unk
idiot,
loser.
Dumbass fucking loser idiot.
You look stupid.
Zionist fuckhead.
Zionist
get out
fuckwit
of here.
Loser.
Michael Rappaport, I'll fight you in the streets.
I'll fight you. If you're listening, I'll kill you.
I'll rip you in half, Michael Rappaport.
There was a really funny video a couple of a month or two ago where he was just like streaming from his phone out in the street in New York and it's snowing and somebody off camera yells, shut the fuck up, and pelts him with a snowball. It hits him right in the back of the head and he gets very upset.
Is he immediately like, this is mom, dad, he's New York?
Yes, very much. But God, that's some good gear.
The Johnson said, geep or not, they just want the best for all of their animals. And what matters most is Ramona's love and, quote, bleating heart for Clara.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Oh.
We'll make geep status regardless.
Yeah. Geep or not.
Geep though. Or no geep.
Geep or not. Geep or not, I'm doing it.
Okay.
I'm going to start saying that.
That's a good game show.
Yeah.
Geep or no geep, and you have geep to guess no whether geep. There's a geep in the briefcase or it's empty.
I think
there's
20
ladies.
I think we just show you, like, there's 20 podiums, and there's a mix of sheep and goats and geep, and they're all the same age.
Mm. Yeah.
And plus, you know, the birth rates are so low. There's only going to be one or two geep in there.
It's a really good. Yeah. Can you imagine that having, like, the production schedule of, like, Deal or No Deal, where it's on, like, 5 nights a week all year, and it's just people going, oh, I think it's a geep. That was not a geep.
There's no way that's a geep, you idiot.
Most of them die at birth.
70% of Australia's farmland dedicated to squeezing out It's like them making plutonium in World War II.
Fuck it. We're not making data centers. We're making geek production facilities.
Oh, my God.
Probably be better for the environment.
Probably be better for everybody, really. And you get something out of it at the end. An adorable little geep.
At least it's not going to happen here. They won't do that even once in Australia.
No way. So why don't would they? Don't worry about it.
Everything's going to work out just fine.
That's so true.
Quote, "This is why we were excited for her to be pregnant in the first place," said Bridget. "And she's obsessed with her daughter. She won't leave her alone for even a minute." See, that's nice.
Baby. That's nice.
You know, there's all this evil stuff going on. This is just a mother's love for her possible geep.
Yeah. She doesn't care if it's sheep or geep.
She doesn't care if it's a geep.
I love you anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
yes.
Beautiful. Rosemary doesn't care what a baby is, you know?
Yes.
Haven't seen it.
Just wants
a
baby.
I haven't seen it, so maybe
what
she
a film.
Does.
What
yeah,
a
I mean, film! Yeah, but you, that guy, I don't know if you guys have heard.
Watching it anyway.
Some stuff about him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some stuff that you would definitely describe as a crime. Woo. We talk about crimes in Crime Watch. This comes to us from WFLA in Florida.
We are fucking and licking ass.
Great.
Sure, dude.
A Florida man was pulled over for speeding on Friday, but ended the night with much more serious charges, according to authorities.
Oh.
The Florida Highway Patrol said 33-year-old Connor Parody of San Antonio was pulled over just after 10:45 p.m. on Friday while driving northbound on Interstate 75.
Yeah. He's not a Connor.
He's just being a Connor to make light of what Connor is. He doesn't endorse Connor. Yeah.
Yeah.
He flew past a state trooper while going over 90 miles per hour in a Honda Civic, FHP said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Classic. Yeah. Something's universal.
In a Honda Civic. How?
What's that thing look
like?
My Honda Civic, I don't think I could encourage that to 145K.
What year? What year Civic did you have?
Like 2013, maybe.
Oh, okay. Every time I hear Honda Civic, I picture the 1985. One? No, the 85 hatchback that was like half the size of a car. When the trooper pulled over the driver, he noted that Parody was, quote, heavily intoxicated. In addition, he had 34 open containers in his vehicle, a pile of white claw cans in his passenger seat.
34, did you say?
34. 30
white claws?
34 white claws? Open in the car?
Yeah.
You don't mind if a white boy have 34 white claws?
It's not very economical. Those things are expensive and they're like one drink.
I just don't. It just doesn't seem feasible to me. I don't think I've ever had 34 beers in a session.
Surely he didn't have them all at once. Surely he's just got like an ADHD girly just car
adding
with all
the
white claws.
Pile.
Oh,
I think this is the regular drink driving.
I think this is the white boy version of Limitless. 34 white claws.
My
Honda Civic.
I think he's ascending to a higher plane. He suddenly figured out.
He's going to get to heaven in a hurry.
Just having a look at who starred in Limitless.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. It was Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Lady Limitless. Yes.
Lady Limitless.
Parody was arrested under suspicion of DUI and was booked into the Lando Lakes jail with a blood alcohol content of 0.177, more than double the legal limit.
Can you stop on Lando Lakes jail?
Lando Lakes jail, yeah.
Like the butter brand? Does it have an apostrophe?
It does. Lando Lakes. It's an elided.
It's not a.
It's an elided fur.
It's not a branded jail, is what I'm asking.
It's not a branded jail.
It's not a sponsored jail.
Like, I'm sure they've got them.
Where's Land O'Lakes from?
Butter? It's from the Land O'Lakes, Minnesota. Different to Land O'Lakes in
jail
Florida.
I'm going
to
believe
Florida.
It's a branded jail.
It's definitely, yeah,
it's
fully
like McDonald's
owned.
McDonald's prison, yeah.
It's a subsidiary of, yeah. I got another one here. This is from WPRI in Providence, Rhode Island. thieves steal inflatable water slide from Providence Yard.
Oh, was it blown up till it was straining?
Really squeaky. Was it squeaky when you grabbed it?
David Champagne never thought that anyone would steal the inflatable water slide he rented for his daughter's 8th grade graduation party.
That's not the first thing you think about when you rent an inflatable water slide for your daughter's 8th grade graduation party.
Yeah, you don't think Champagne. I'm not going to have a slide tomorrow. You think I'm going to have a slide tomorrow.
I
for my little baby Champagne.
Dude, I cannot tell you how much I hate it when... For the 8th time this year, I'm renting an inflatable water slide, and they say, do you want the insurance? Just tick this box, and I go, nah, it'll
I'm
be fine.
I'm not a sucker. I'm not an idiot.
That's how they get you, with the water slide insurance.
I'm not getting squeezed on this insurance. My water slide!
Oh, my water slide insurance premiums are going to be through the roof. Lost my no claim bonus.
I'm no longer no claim Champagne.
Unfortunately, the Providence resident was wrong.
Oh.
My son's inflatables dropped the inflatable water slide off at his Sharon Street home on Saturday, according to Champagne.
The business is called My Son's Inflatables?
My Son's Inflatables, that's right.
Well, you don't want your daughter's inflatables, do you?
There's no possessive apostrophe in it either, so...
My Son's Inflatables?
I have inflated my beautiful boys, and I'm bringing them to your house.
Oh, they barely fit in the van.
By the time he woke up Sunday morning, the water slide was gone. Quote, my wife went out for a walk in the morning, and she came back in and said, the inflatable's gone, he recalled.
That is exactly what his wife would say, to be honest.
Typical Mrs. Champagne. Confused, Champagne decided to check his security cameras to find out where it went. He was shocked when he watched it and saw two thieves walking onto his lawn and taking off with the inflatable water slide.
You did leave something really fun outside, to be fair.
Yeah.
Didn't put a bike lock around it or anything?
Very tantalizing.
Are you that shocked to see the footage of people stealing it? Because what else did you think, like a car...
What else do you think happened? It floated
going
away?
Going past had like a loose tie down and it accidentally caught the water slide and then dragged it off and they didn't realize and they didn't know where it came from.
Got raptured? I think it got raptured. David?
Off the waterslide heaven?
Quote, we didn't even get to use it, Champagne said. I went to pick up food for the party after graduation, and I came back to my nephews asking me, where's the waterslide? It was a tough conversation to have about why
Uncle?
It was not there.
Uncle Champagne.
What was so tough about it?
Where's the waterslide?
Someone stole it. That's the whole conversation. Someone came in here and stole the fucking slide. Hug your parents. You know,
they boosted
I don't know where you got till it's gone.
A couple of... Hot actors boosted it.
Do you want some iPad time or what?
Got boosted, bro.
I saw Nicolas Cage like and that. Angelina Jolie in a disgusting wig.
Champagne told 12 News he immediately called My Son's Inflatables to tell them what happened.
It's such a fucking Tim Robinson ass name. Oh my God. Cramblin' and Cramblin' ass.
Call My Son's Inflatables.
To do an ad for.
Operator, can you put me through to My Son's Inflatables?
My Son's Inflatables.
My Son's Siri. My Son's Inflatables.
No possessive.
Siri, call My Son's Inflatables.
Hey Google, navigate to My Son's Inflatables.
Sometimes you got to say it for now. My Son's Inflatables.
My Son's Inflatables owner, Ryan Fournier, was shocked by what he was hearing.
What am I going to tell my sons?
That was the whole business.
Oh, you think you've had a tough conversation at this birthday party. Good Lord. Mm. Telling them their inheritance is gone?
Now, my sons, I've got bad news regarding your inflatables.
Sit down, all 8 of you.
Gather round, my sons.
You're not going to Dartmouth anymore. I'm so sorry. Quote, I was like, can you say that again? 40 recalled.
Is everyone doing okay over there?
No, they're not. They're doing really badly, and this didn't help.
This is what would happen to like one of the families on the street from Edward Scissorhands before Edward Scissorhands shows up. You know?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, little and good because he was going to pop the fucking thing.
That's so true, man. Imagine sending him down that thing. Oh,
my son's inflatables.
Stupid goth freak.
They were so mean to him. They were so mean to him.
Yeah. I love rewatching that as an adult. Now that I understand the concept of a self-insert into fiction, just watching that for Tim Burton going, this was me. This was me getting yelled at by everyone for my stupid hair.
Scissors for hands.
And my eyeliners. It's like my art was scissors, you know?
Quote, I've heard of it happening before, but it's never happened to us, he continued, noting that my son's inflatables has been in business for about a decade. So other people in the inflatables business have told you about this happening?
Didn't believe.
It was only theoretical to you.
Didn't think it happened to you and your sons.
Yeah. You can only understand inflatables theft through the lens of your sons.
I don't want to have to explain to my sons inflatables theft.
My son's inflatables is a family-owned business that rents out a variety of inflatables. Each one is worth anywhere from $2,000 to $20,000.
Woo! Yeah, let me get the luxury. I'm doing it on the My Son's Inflatables
app. What's the $20,000 My Son's Inflatables package?
It's when you choose the comfort option.
That's the one. It's the fuckable one.
It's the ones from Europe I was talking about.
Get the sons for the day.
Oh, come on. They're adult sons.
All eight of them.
All right.
Yeah, Ryan they've been in business for adults. 10 years.
Yeah. Ryan's 45.
To be like, yeah.
Fournier said the water slide itself cost about $4,000. The rental contract Champagne signed for the inflatable notes that the renter is responsible for the water slide while it's on their property. I mean, I think keeping on your front lawn is kind of a dud move.
Yes.
Well, I was thinking about this in the context of like how skips work, you know? Mm-hmm. You get a skip delivered to your house, and I feel like everybody has the understanding that you got to get that thing out like when you're ready to go. If it's just sitting outside your place night after night, your neighbors will be filling it up with all their trash.
Is that?
Wow, where else would he? There. Where would he put the slide? He can't disassemble the inflatable slide by himself, right?
It was not assembled at the time because all you have to do. I don't know if you've ever rented a bounce house before, but you just have to
Unbelievably.
Personally, no.
You plug the fan in.
You just plug the fan in. You just turn it on. And you just go. You wait for it to inflate. They don't leave it with you.
Have you rented a bounce house?
Staff Christmas party.
Oh. Can we not say bouncy castle? Bounce house? We're saying
bounce
that
house.
Now?
I don't know. I think
it's fun to
now?
Say bounce house.
It just feels good.
Yeah.
It just feels kind of grown up to me when we're talking about inflatable. Maybe did they used to be more castle shaped and now they're not as castle shaped?
I think just as an adult, it's a bounce house.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not saying bouncy like
millennial
castle.
Shit.
Are you going on a lot of bounce houses personally?
Not since that Christmas party, no. A bunch of people on acid in a fucking bouncy castle. It was fucking awesome, dude. It was crazy.
And that was for work?
Yeah. We work hard and we play hard. We're like Wolf of Wall Street.
Sounds inappropriate.
Henry Zebrowski is there.
What if it was Wolf Mother of Wall Street?
World's most annoying Halloween costume. Please do it this year, Theo.
It's just the wig and a suit, right? And a guitar?
Yeah.
That's about it.
I hate
that's
straight Halloween.
What do you mean?
What do you mean you're Wolf Mother of Wall Street?
Quote, not only did they take it from us, but they also took it away from a family who wanted to have a great weekend, Fournier said.
Calm that's down, everyone. Up.
I mean, you've surely have insurance for that, so.
Wouldn't you just like, as a business owner, wouldn't your priority be like, oh, I'm so sorry that happened. We'll figure that out, whatever we got to do financially. But right now, we'll get you another one.
We'll get you
just for the day.
Yeah.
Like, the kids are crying.
Saddest thing is those kids were shit out of luck. We couldn't help them.
Yeah.
Nor did we try.
They just stood in the spot on the lawn where the grass was flattened by where it had been and just sort of put their hands in their pockets and stared at the ground.
Yeah.
Just
kicked at the grass.
I wish I was water sliding. Champagne and Fournier hope that by sharing what happened, it will make the thieves realize that it wasn't just about them taking the water slide.
1970s detective firm, Champagne and Fournier.
Quote, this hurt all of the kids that came to the party, and it hurt the company it belongs to, Champagne said. It was so selfish. It just sucks, and I hope it gets returned. It's not coming back. Returned.
It's not getting returned. That's not happening.
Thank you, sir, for outlining all of the byproducts of a theft, I guess. We all get how it works. Yeah. The thing that gets stolen is taken from the person who had it.
When you took we don't have it anymore.
This is the thing they don't get. We don't have it now. And neither does the person who rented it. I think it was an insider job.
Oh, one of the brothers?
David Champagne did this?
If you were just walking by a suburban house at night and you saw a folded up water slide and its fan, would you clock it? Or do you need that insider knowledge to walk past and think, ooh, that's a $4,000 inflator slide if ever I've seen one?
It can't be that small. You couldn't have just picked it up on your way home. Like,
or two people picked it up. Yeah.
Maybe.
It's
I think you're right.
It's much smaller when the air's out of it, though.
Yeah, it tends
when
to be.
When it's exflated. Yeah, it's substantially smaller when it's exflated.
Yeah. Sometimes maybe, about the same. You never know.
Could maybe do this as a solo theft. Inflate it first and then steal it by yourself. You just have to wait for the, 45 minutes for it to noisily blow up?
Does it become easier when it's inflated?
I mean, maybe. Yeah, because the weight's more distributed. You can kind of just bounce it home. I don't know.
But it's heavier because air weighs something.
I think that's true. Air doesn't weigh anything.
Okay.
Thank you, Lucy.
But also very difficult to hide or process the proceeds of this crime.
Oh, you reckon fencing a bounce house is hard?
Someone's just got a fucking bouncy castle in their front yard, music going. Like, hey, where'd you get that bouncy castle? Where'd you get that bounce house from?
There's a more logical explanation, which is that one of your sons drives it out of state to a member of the ring of inflatable rental businesses that you belong to.
They're flipping it interstate.
They flip it for cash. Oh, you sell it for a cheeky $1,500 to one of your homies, and then you come home and you file that insurance claim. Yeah.
They're flipping on the inflatables ring. The sons are in on the ring too. I think the
sons are in my ring.
Sons are in on the inflatables ring.
I think if we keep saying enough words, we'll arrive at something pretty good.
We're so close.
If you want to defense this thing, you might have to leave the region. We talk about stuff that's regional in Regional Bullshit.
Regional Bullshit. Every little town has got their own bullshit. Regional Bullshit. Every little town has just got to have it.
This comes to us from WHO in Iowa.
Who?
April Fool's joke turns into handball eating contest benefiting mental health nonprofit.
Huh? What eating contest?
Handball.
Handball.
Handball?
Handball. Can we just move on to the story? It's handball.
Handball. Handball.
We don't have to. It's ham. I'm just saying handball.
I thought it was handball.
Not handball. You're saying handball.
Handball.
He's clearly saying handball.
Handball.
Hamble.
Ham ball.
Handle.
Hamble. What started as an April Fool's Day joke turned into reality in Indianola. Back on April 1st, Whip It Good Catering posted a satire flyer on Facebook saying it was going to host a handball eating contest. That's when the post started to get attention. Quote, it was getting so much traction that she reached out to us and she was like, oh, there's a bunch of people that are interested. You guys want to like collab and do it and host it? Because we need a place to host it, said Doug Galmer, owner of West Hill Brewing in Indianola.
I wish anyone had ever asked me to collab.
Over 350 handballs were made for the contest. Where 19 contestants battled it out to be the handball eating champion. The winner, Austin Baker, ate 12 handballs in 4 minutes.
Austin Baker ate 12 handballs in 4 minutes.
These are small numbers.
That doesn't sound like a lot of handballs. Yeah, I don't know what a handball is, but that sounds pathetic.
I feel like they should have made the ball smaller so they can inflate the numbers.
Yeah.
Inflate the handball numbers.
Deflate the handballs.
Deflate the handballs, yeah.
Exflate them, yeah. Quote, well, I got the trophy and I got the prize, Baker said. Kind of signed up as a gag, but it worked out. Room for more handballs, will not, but feel pretty good.
I got to be real with you, handballs sound good as fuck.
It's just what I thought, which is a meatball made of ham. It's ground ham.
Ground ham?
Graham cracker crumbs. According baked in a sticky, sweet and sour glaze.
Serious Eats says, regional favorite in which ham and ground pork are bound with buttery crackers and tangy buttermilk. And I would eat that.
And he ate 12 of them?
We got nothing to say about this man's remarks about how we felt after the handball competition.
What did you say after the competition?
Room for more handballs. Will not, but feel pretty good.
Will not.
will not.
Room for more handballs. Will not, but feel pretty good.
See, perhaps not.
I think maybe European. The handballs might have done something to him.
Room for more handballs. Will not.
But feel pretty good.
But feel good.
I think it had to push through the prions. Get out his mouth.
A classic Midwestern meatball. It's just my type.
God damn it. We're going to get you to quit.
We're going to get you off them.
Yeah.
Detoxing you this year.
Cold turkey. We're not talking about the meat.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. That's true.
All proceeds from the event went to benefit the local nonprofit 22 Reasons to Stay, whose mission is dedicated to reducing the number of veteran suicides and helping anyone who needs mental health help. So we can't really laugh at that because
we
it's very
mean on those.
We could. I think if we were brave, like those veterans.
I could have eaten more handballs than that, I think.
You can really put those handballs away.
I'll put them handballs away.
Got another one here. This is from WTNH in Connecticut. Runners, adaptive athletes, gather for Gaylord Gauntlet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Sounds good.
Sounds mm-hmm. great.
Mm-hmm. Hundreds of runners laced up for a good cause in Wallingford this morning for the Gaylord Gauntlet Trail and Obstacle Run.
What would that sound like?
Runners and adaptive athletes took part in the 12th year of the event, running through wooded and open field trails on the 400-acre Gaylord Hospital campus. The 5-kilometre course... I don't think they're sick, for the record.
No, don't let them out.
The 5-kilometre course featured 2 dozen man-made and natural obstacles, including a fire pit, water slide, castle, zip line, rope swings, and lots of mud.
Event cancelled after water slide stolen day before race.
Quote, to be able to do it feels like a new chapter in my life, participant Jared Morano said. You know what I mean? It's definitely something I wanted to accomplish moving forward. I'm really excited.
Always wanted to be in the years. Gaylord Gauntlet.
Always wanted to pass through the Gaylord Gauntlet.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, running trail on the Gaylord Gauntlet.
Quote, when I first started working with Jared, I needed to help him stand to get up from a chair without his arms, occupational therapist Kirsty Neiman said. So to take him through obstacles where he has to lift himself up and over the ladders, climb the walls and hold on, is just so great to see him come from the from that place to here. All the money raised at the race supports the Gaylord Sports Association, the state's largest adaptive sports program. Don't laugh. Stop fucking laughing.
Why'd you put this one in here, Ben? I don't think there's anything funny in this story. Yeah.
So what's the joke?
Why'd you choose this one?
What do you mean? It's just something nice. We don't
explain,
have to...
Yeah.
Just supporting the Gaylord Gauntlet?
Not all those news stories have to be funny. We have to be funny. There doesn't have to be a joke in the news stories.
Okay.
This is just something nice.
Got it.
And maybe we'll talk about it again in a segment we call, Oh Shit, It's an Update to an Old News Story.
Oh shit, it's an update to an old news story.
This was once again sent in to us by listener Morgan. Thank you, Morgan. This is an update on the New England lobster roll wars we've covered in the bonus episodes.
There's some more?
Nothing shorter than Clamps, flood the zone with fake Japanese crab picks and too cowardly to hit the junt. This is from the New Haven Register. Madison Seafood Shack claims lobster roll war crown with 8-foot Lobzilla Titan lobster roll.
Stop. Enough.
Zilla Stop Titan. It.
We are entering mutually assured destruction territory here.
Yes.
It can't continue.
What's
like
next?
This.
100-foot lobster roll. Yeah, what are we doing?
A 2-ton lobster roll? Really?
There's a war. There's a war going on.
Well, there's a ceasefire now, so I think we're fine. I just saw that in the news today. That's all.
Oh, never
all
mind.
Good.
Okay.
All gravy, baby.
There's a ceasefire going on out there, okay?
A lobster roll longer than Donovan Klingon is tall has entered the fray of the local shoreline lobster roll wars.
Okay. The worst fucking riddle I've ever heard.
So who is Donovan Klingon?
Is he a tall guy?
I bet he speaks funny. Probably from a noble warlike race with a strict code.
Yeah, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. And what happens when you find out he's...
Excuse me? At a cost of $549, the Lobzilla Titan is the latest creation of Donahue's Clam Castle, At 8 feet in length and weighing in at 8 pounds, it's a full 9 inches taller than the former UConn basketball great who was listed at 7'3".
7'3"?
Donovan shorter than Robert Wadlow.
And as you know, this is the only way we have of measuring things in New Haven.
Measuring lobster rolls.
A little bit of local flavor on your lobster roll.
The local schoolhouse. And how many Donovan Klingons is that?
According to Dave Donahue, co-owner of the Clam Castle, since its debut May 22nd, the Seafood Shack has served 5 of the new sea monster rolls, which are nearly as long as the picnic tables outside.
5.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the picnic tables outside are longer than a Donovan Klingon is tall.
Yeah. Yeah, logically we could infer that. Quote, the Lobzilla family has gone viral because we don't just serve food, we serve an experience, the owners posted on their Facebook page.
What is the experience? Detail it.
All food is an experience. I experience all food, except when I'm really high, and then I just kind of go, where did it go?
I'm experiencing it a lot more when I'm high.
Oh, dude, chips are awesome.
Experiencing the hell out of it.
I love super tasting.
Supreme Seafood put out the challenge last week when they posted a video of their 6'6" lobster roll, the Neptune roll, on social media.
Pathetic, so small.
Your little cuck roll. You posted your cuck roll, did you?
Now that I know about the Lobzilla Titan, I think yours looks fucking pathetic, dude.
It's kind of cruel to start the article with the 8 foot one and then go into the 6 foot six one. That's reverse chronological order for one.
Also,
and it's just mean.
How about girth? Why? Like, about girth? What about what's the obsession with length?
Yes.
You don't want just length.
Yes. Yes.
Do you not just want it girthier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe you don't even want it girthier.
You need a bit of both. You need like a bit of both. But I mean,
maybe
like,
maybe you
probably,
don't want it
that
too
more
long,
important.
Or you don't want it girthy, and you're just sort of like watching your weight, maybe. So you don't want too much lobster roll. So actually,
just a normal
maybe like
size
a medium
roll for me,
serve
thanks.
It's fine for you, right?
And if you're listening to this because your old dad has died, he is talking about having a small penis. They're going to use this to assemble
you know it because
like
you got
a hollow dad for you. He's just going to constantly say, I got a little pecker. I'm your dead dad.
AI hey boys, version, what your dad
it's your
would
dead
say.
Dad here.
I've got autism and a little penis.
Guess I grabbed the wrong wires.
Quote, this is officially the biggest lobster roll in New England, they proclaimed on the video. It sells for $399.
And now they look like fucking morons and losers.
That's when Donahue and his partner, Gulshan Soni, decided to go for a slam dunk and put an end to the game, they said. So we were like, okay, that's it. We're going 8. That's 8 feet, baby.
So this is their like Nagasaki. They're like, we got to do this to end the war.
Fuck, man. I don't know if that's where I want to go with this at all. Supreme Seafood, owned by Jared Schulefand and Robert Marcarelli, said while they won't try to outdo the Clam Castle's Titan, they maintain it's the quality of the bun that counts. Mm. What did we fucking say in the first episode when we talked about this?
Just make a good bun.
Make a good, it's quality. Make the
make
best
bun.
Lobster roll. Who gives a shit?
Why do I need a fucking 7 foot lobster roll? What
yes, the, yes.
I'm just one guy.
Most lobster rolls are too long. And like, maybe it's just about how nice the lobster roll is to look at. Presentation of the lobster roll.
Like it's neat and tidy. Sure, it's a little on the smaller side.
It doesn't really matter what it looks like. Cool. I just
like
what it looks like.
It matters a little bit what it looks like.
The least important thing. I guess it matters a little bit.
I want a glossy finish on that brioche.
Function
I want that
four.
Egg wash shining. I want when I see
tight on there.
When I see it, I want it to be glistening, you know? A little hot buttered. Sure.
Quote, bigger is not always better.
Yeah.
But brioche is, Schulefan said. We're going to do all of them on brioche.
Yeah, so that's a classic lobster roll, dude.
Yeah. Schulefan said his restaurant is bowing out of the competition of who can make the bigger lobster roll. Instead, he said, Supreme Seafood is offering a, quote, lobster roll picnic with items to build your own lobster rolls to go for large and small parties.
Let's take it back to basics. Just make a good lobster roll.
Yes.
That's such a funny thing to say after getting fucking smoked
after
in the big
destroyed.
Lobster roll competition. Is being like, whoa, when did it all become about how big the roll
Everything's
was?
A competition all of a sudden.
What's important in this world? It's actually.
I actually, now that you're asking me, I mostly care about whether the bun gets soggy. Mm. Come to think of it, that's mainly what I care about. That other one looks kind of gross now that we're talking about it.
8 feet?
Yuck.
Yeah.
None of this sucky. Like gives the impression that this is like a friendly competition either. Like this could have been like a kind of like a fun little co-marketing strategy for them to be like, oh, we're doing one bigger this week. No, we're doing one bigger.
Yeah.
Because they're not like slinging little like jokes at each other or anything. It's just like, we're bigger now. Fuck you. I don't want to make a bigger role. Fuck you.
Tonally, there's a big difference between like congratulated them on, you know, winning the arms race or whatever versus bowing out of the competition. Very different vibes to these things. Like you say, Ben, they're not talking about it in a way where they're like, haha, good for all of us. Instead, it's, I figured out what's wrong with their role. Figured out what I don't like about their role.
They could have met in the middle on neutral ground and like done a lobster roll off for charity or something.
Roll off, little charity roll off.
Could have collabed on a roll off for charity.
They could have both They could have been collabing on the one roll together, like maybe one of them on one side, the other one on the other side. And they're kind of, they're both working the roll into like a
land it
shape.
Land this plane. Land this plane right now.
Putting the filling in.
You cleared. Yep. You're cleared.
And
Lucy down the end with those little lights waving them in.
Waving them. You're clear.
Come on. Come on, buddy.
Hey.
They can fuck the roll. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can both fuck the roll or suck it. It's a fucking dick. The roll is a penis.
Yeah, like it's a dick.
What?
Like it's a penis.
It's a 6 foot,
really?
8 foot penis.
Yeah, and the girth is more important than the. Yeah, okay. All right.
It's good stuff, I think.
Is that what you've been talking about this whole time?
I don't know.
Because I actually think length and girth is really important. If that's what we're saying.
I keep thinking about the Kransky that I wanted to get at the Polish club, but I didn't.
Oh.
I'm kind of.
You've got to feel it pop in your mouth.
You fed me half a pierogi off your fork. It was very funny.
That's very intimate. That's surprising.
It was extremely intimate. You were having dinner and I walked in and you picked up a half a pierogi that you'd already eaten half of and then you put it in my mouth in the middle of the dining floor.
I was cutting them in half with a knife. I wasn't biting off half and feeding you half a bitten pierogi. I'm not an animal.
I didn't know that. Felt very intimate.
Well,
that's beautiful.
You didn't seem bothered at all.
He's sustaining you.
Oh, it was perfectly delicious. Happy.
Hey, you're about to drink half a bottle of wine with Theo. No, you're about to drink a bottle of wine with Theo.
Yeah.
You should have half a pierogi.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think I got like the mashed
wine
potato and
soak it up.
Sour cream ones in there. They were good.
Yeah, I should have eaten dinner.
Yep.
Hey, this was definitely an episode of the podcast Punta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to everyone that came to the live show. We had
a wonderful time.
It
might have been the best one.
I think it was the best one yet. It was looser than all of the others somehow. I don't know what keeps fucking happening. But that was
alcohol they sell at the venue.
Yeah, the bucket of beers
was
a great idea, though.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, there's something in those beers. I don't know what it is.
Put something in my beers.
Yeah, it was beer. If you've not listened to it because you're one of those people that's like, ooh, live episodes, the audio's always kind of bad, and it's kind of just not as good. Yeah. It sounds fucking great.
It does sound very good.
It's a beautiful recording. And
I was going to say, that's fine to skip it then, because I'm a live show skipper.
I'm a live show skipper, but don't skip this one, because this one's very funny.
I'm a live show skipper for other people's podcasts, often because I think, like, they do a lot of them. They're on tour, so they've done, like, 30 of them in, like, a month, which means they're not really putting as much thought into the material. You know, they're just kind of trying to sort of tick them off a list.
Yeah, we don't do that many.
We got a long time to think about them beforehand and afterwards.
Any regrets, pal? I thought you were wonderful. I thought you were truly beautiful.
Thank you so much. That's kind of you to say.
Yeah, one of my friends who doesn't know you that well was like, wow, he really goes off when he's on stage, doesn't he?
Because a firecracker.
Yeah, he really lights up like a fucking Christmas tree. Yeah. It's beautiful. Go and listen to that, even if you're a live episode skipper. I think there's some great stories there and some stories that'll permanently be part of the lore, I think, maybe. We're world building. MCU. Yeah. You wouldn't skip Avengers Ultron.
You wouldn't leave before the fucking end of the credits, would you?
Yeah. You wouldn't leave before the mid-credits scene and the post-credits scene, would you?
Oh my God, it's Iron Man! And he's giving the cube to a guy.
He's cubing him.
Drago. Oh,
Thanos.
We'll talk to you on the main episode.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
I love the lower. More than I love any physical being. I think that's wonderful. But then why can't you bring that same feeling home?